and secondary schools, and our presenter is Dr. Lawrence Lau, and Lawrence is a radiologist from Melbourne, Australia. He's a past president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Radiologists and the founding chair of the International Radiology Quality Network. In the last 30 years, he has collaborated with other stakeholders in actions towards better quality, safety, and more appropriate use of diagnostic imaging. So thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. This morning's symposium on the teaching of radiation protection in schools fits very well under the Congress theme, Living with Radiation, Engaging with Society. I thank the organizers for your kind invitation to take part in this presentation. In this talk, I shall provide an account of X-rays, the Inside Stories project, and outline a possible extension of this concept by developing appropriate teaching resources on radiation protection and radiation safety to meet the needs of today's students. In our part of the world, down under, sun safety and health effects are taught in schools, but medical radiation issues are generally not. This young man, Adam Munich, knowledge in medical radiation is exceptional. At 15 years of age, he built a portable battery-powered X-ray machine by online learning and sourcing the parts from the internet. However, the awareness of medical radiation issues in school students in general is low, and medical students and practitioners are not that much better either. In response to this increasing needs, organizations and agencies provide trustworthy online information on radiation safety and protection. However, most of this is not tailored for the use in schools or by students. Quality in medicine can be described by a number of elements. These elements underpin patient-centered care and good medical practice. On this list, radiation safety is one of the key quality elements. The stakeholders undertake actions to improve quality and safety in radiation medicine to narrow the gap between evidence and practice. These actions are based on a range of measures and strategies which are summarized here in this slide. Providing education and training is a very tangible way to improve quality and safety. For medical students and practitioners, efforts are directed to improve the knowledge and competency, to strengthen curricula and programs, to revise and improve content, format, and delivery. The education on radiation protection and safety issues in school students could be strengthened. This population subgroup is more vulnerable to the effect of ionizing radiation. This action will improve the awareness of the role and the use of radiation medicine, radiation effects, radiation safety, and protection through lessons and projects. A potential bonus is the possible reach to other family members. By empowering the users of radiation medicine with the benefits and the risks, we improve appropriate use, moderate inappropriate demand, and enhance radiation safety. Finally, this action will promote students' interest in physical sciences and facilitate the career choice in the future. To celebrate the 100-year discovery of X-rays and Röntgen's 150th birthday, the Royal Australian New Zealand College of Radiologists launched a range of activities in 1995 under the RAISE program. One of these is X-rays, the Inside Story. The objective is to promote awareness on the medical use of radiation, radiation safety, and radiation protection by the development and distribution of educational resources tailored for primary and secondary schools. Our partner program, the program partners were the Australian Science Teachers Association and Toshiba Australia. There are two separate packages, one for primary and one for secondary schools. The teachers prepare the material to ensure the language is suitable and the format appropriate. A team of teachers attend the imaging facilities, observe procedures, and discuss the details with the staff before drafting. The radiology team provided support and advice. The format for the primary and secondary schools is the same. In each one of these packages, this includes a poster, a teacher's handbook menu, a set of activity cards, a video, and an image library. Bear in mind this was 1995 and certainly very low tech compared to today's terms. Now, the activity card contents, some of the topics are shown here. They cover historical, technological, scientific, health, medical, social, philosophical, safety, and contemporary issues, therefore putting imaging, radiology, and radiation safety into perspective. An innovative implementation approach was used. With this nationally supported and locally implemented model, each college member was given a copy and asked to donate to a school of his or her choice in Australia and New Zealand. In the meantime, the Science Teacher Association informed the members of the project and how to use the teaching tools. The unofficial feedback was good, acceptance and use, but formal evaluation was not conducted, and so the degree of end-use uptake, possible gaps, and improvement opportunities are not known. Despite this drawback, the lessons that we learned from this project are useful and will certainly provide guidance to future projects. With the increasing use of radiation medicine in recent years, there is a corresponding increase in public interest and concern about inappropriate use and unnecessary exposure. Education and training improve awareness and promote appropriate use. The teaching of basic radiation safety and protection in schools is innovative and supports this strategy. Based on the previous example, the stakeholders may consider a global project by developing and providing appropriate resources to school children. For example, if there is sufficient interest to explore this action further, some possible steps forward could include the formation of a group to lead, to initiate and advocate the vision to other collaborators, the adoption of an inclusive and multi-sectorial approach to engage other stakeholders, involving organizations, agencies, and authorities in education, science, medicine, and radiation protection, because the different stakeholders bring to the table different experience and play unique roles. Collaboration provides strength and synergy, maximizes resources, and minimizes duplication and spearhead the project. The project will cover the development, implementation, evaluation, and ongoing update of the material. Therefore, it will be long-term and hopefully sustainable. It is important to bridge the gap between the production and the use of this teaching material, therefore translating these resources into knowledge. The publication of teaching tools per se is important, but it's only one component of the project framework. As mentioned in the last slide, the project includes the range of development, implementation, evaluation, and ongoing improvement. The communication and delivery of the message should be appropriate to today's students. For example, social media will be used as a popular communication platform. Advocacy from professional organizations and agencies is very useful, will ensure a more consistent approach, and will improve the uptake because of the reputation as unbiased advocates and facilitators towards the adoption of appropriate policies. There will be challenges along the way, no doubt, but there are solutions. For example, the cost could be reduced by sharing of knowledge, resources, and collaboration. for a long-term, ongoing project involving many stakeholders, patience and perseverance are essential to keep this on track and to ensure its final success. So to summarize, the theme of the Congress is living with radiation, engaging with society. The teaching of radiation protection in schools improves awareness, enhances radiation safety, and promotes students' interest in physical sciences and career choice. And the account of the X-rays, the Inside Story project was given, which covered the development and dissemination of a package of teaching material for primary and secondary school students. Based on this model, the stakeholders may wish to consider a global project towards wider dissemination by updating the contents and applying appropriate delivery format to suit today's needs. This project's success hinges on leadership, collaboration, and end-user participation. The International Radiology Quality Network looks forward to becoming a part of future action to advance the teaching of radiation protection in schools. And I wish to thank the organizer again for your kind invitation and for your attention.
We just have time for one question from the floor, if there is one, please. Gentleman down at the back.
Volker Dreisma from the Netherlands. Is there any implementation of this topic into, say, the standard school programs? Did you face any problems of getting this to a whole region of schools, or is it just single schools that wanted to participate in your program? What is the extent of your program and sustainability?
Sorry, that I have a hearing impairment, so Rick is so kind enough to repeat the question to me. That was a national program for both Australia and New Zealand, and so in fact, we disseminated something like 2,000 copies. The people have a choice of having either a primary or secondary school set, and the same methodology applied that because the Science Teacher Association is a partner, and they, by correspondence, inform the members how to use the tools. But this is somewhat ad hoc, could be better organized if it's going to be repeated again.
Thank you very much. So at this stage, I'd like to thank all of the speakers in the session. I think we've had a very interesting session this morning. We've had presentations from across the world, but also from different perspectives, dealing with, to some extent, the nuclear industry, medical exposure, exposure of people living in contaminated territories. There's clearly a lot of very interesting work going on in this area, but still a lot more work to do. And I think the challenge to us as radiation protection professionals is to work to, as Dr. Lau said, integrate this work into society, so to engage society in teaching children and young adults more about radiation protection. Before I bring the session to a close, Rick has one or two announcements to make.
I just had two things. One, the reason I organized this session the way I did, to cram it with presentations, was to just familiarize you with all the work that's going on globally in this area. And the key thing you can learn from this is the names and contacts of these folks. They're doing wonderful work. I'm sure they will share their resources for you, so that when you go back to your home countries, that you'll enhance your existing programs or start new ones with the resources that you've heard today. And with that, I'll turn it over to Roger that has some information to pass to you, and I'll be standing up front.
Good morning. You are probably aware that there is actually a schools event taking place at ERPA 13. And it's taking place today. Again, to link with the last speaker, it's part of the engaging with society and trying to live the theme within the conference. There will be about 1,200 school kids, aged 15 years or thereabouts, descending on the SECC starting at about 11:30 this morning. There is a specific exhibition in Hall 2, right, which is a little down, further down the concourse on the opposite side to our main exhibition. And there will be a lecture in the Clyde Auditorium at 1:30. The lecture title is The Importance of Radiation in Medicine. The lecture is open to anyone. Obviously, there will be 1,200 school kids, and they are being routed in the main into the ground floor. But at first floor level, I mean, it's a huge auditorium, so at first floor level, it's open to any delegate or indeed a member of the public or anybody who wishes to go and see that. Half the kids are turning up at 11:30, and they're going to the exhibition in Hall 2 until 1:30, when they go into the lecture and then they go home. Half the schools are going to the lecture, and then they're going to the exhibition afterwards. Now, because it's going to be so congested and tight, we haven't generally made access available into the exhibition space for our 1,400 delegates. I mean, that would just be hugely confusing. But we thought for this community, in this particular lecture, who've got a declared interest by your presence, right, in teaching RP in schools, if you would like to have access into Hall 2, either between 11:30 to 13:30 or 14:30 to 15:30, then you need to collect a little yellow sticky, right, to put onto your badge, and that will allow you access into Hall 2. Please don't dwell too much, right, but there are 28 exhibitors in there. Some of our commercial exhibitors have got appropriate material that they've put over there. The stuff from five universities in Scotland, physics departments have brought stuff. There's the local fire brigade have brought their emergency response kit. So there's a range of things in there, and you have the possibility of privileged access.
Bring the session to a close. Thank you very much to everyone for your participation.